Yeah, the eclipse is cool, but have you heard the conspiracy theories around it?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, Amy, I found myself down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories for the eclipse. Are you ready for these wild ones?
I am ready to hear what they had to say.
So the first one I thought was funny. They didn't say what would happen, but there was somebody that was like, about the earthquake in New York. They're like, oh, it was 4.8 magnitude. What date does the eclipse happen on? 4-8? Coincidence? I was like, okay, buddy. That was the first one I came on. Now this one, so it said that playing tag in the eclipse's shadow supposedly passes good luck from one person to another person. The last one tag gets this year's unparalleled fortune.
Oh, I wish I would have known that one before it happened.
Oh, yeah.
I could use some good luck.
I know. You really missed out, I'm sure. This one's about getting haircuts during the eclipse. Getting a haircut during an eclipse was believed to result in extraordinary hair growth. So if you want to regrow your hair or grow long locks, trim the ends as the moon obscures the sun. Just be prepared for the possibility of the hair that grows over a foot overnight.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope no one was shaving their legs when that happened.
That's pretty funny. That's very funny. You need a weed
whacker. What a nightmare that would be, huh?
Yeah, this one's about making promises. It says whispering promises to a loved one during an eclipse binds the promise with celestial energy, making it unbreakable. So forget about pinky promises. The eclipse promise are the real deal and enforceable by cosmic law, whatever that is.
I wonder if anyone got married under the eclipse.
There were some marriages. That's funny that you say that. That went down. So they are locked in. You ready for the best one?
Yes.
It has to do with time travel. Buckle in for this one, Amy. Here we go. It says, some conspiracy theorists claim that jumping at the exact moment of totality will cause a glitch in time, sending you to the past or the future. But precision is key. Second off, and you might end up in a time where you don't want to be.
Like dead.
I just don't know where people come up with these things, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
The time travel one would be cool. Where would you go? Where would you want to go? Would you go past or future?
I would go past.
Really?
I'm getting kind of old now, so the 18
is no fun. I don't exist in the future, so.
Yeah, see?